Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Susan G. Komen Foundation Race for the Cure is Saturday. Individuals and teams are readying for the event. Foundation raises breast cancer awareness and funds to research in the fight against cancer. Becky Tripp is the local Komen affiliate coordinator for Monroe's event and joins me in studio. Becky, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Take us through what's going to be happening on Saturday. I guess folks getting out an early start?
Absolutely. We definitely want everybody to get out there and get an early start. Early registration that day, if you don't register beforehand, starts at 6:30. And then a lot of our festivities start around 7 or 7:30, including our Survivor Tent opening and Kids for the Cure area opening, our Man Cave, which is a place for all the guys to escape from all the pink that day. And we'll have ESPN on TV there with Dish is providing a big screen TV and satellite, and they'll have like pinball machines and air hockey and all kinds of fun stuff for the guys.
Who knows? Maybe some sports coverage will get them motivated to actually participate.
Right? Well, and like we said, we know guys come out there and they feel like they're drowning in pink. That's the best way I've heard someone describe it. And so, you know, we understand, but we've got a place for you to escape so you can still come out. And then we'll have our 1 mile fun run at 8 o'clock, and our 5K will start at 8:30. And we actually have timing chips for that. So if you want to have your official time from the time you cross the start line to the time you start cross the finish line, we have that provided by Fit Right Active. And you can get those timing chips ahead of time. They're not allowing us to do any race day registration for timing chips. So if you want one, you have to come to the Komen NELA offices. And those are available today, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. all 3 days. So you can come up there and get registered for a timing chip or a regular registration, since online registration is now closed. But we would love to have everybody come up and see us and get registered and pick up your packets.
Some of the special activities that will be taking place. I noticed you mentioned drowning in pink, something for pets.
Yeah, we also have our Pooches in Pink area. Pooches in Pink is where you can register your dog for race, and they'll get a pink bandana with a really great Pooches in Pink design on it. And then they can go to the Pooches area, which is being run by the Humane Society of Monroe. So they'll be out there with water and treats and some fun little activities and stuff for you and your pet.
Well, the Garden of Hope, that is something as we turn our attention to the more serious side, but some of the activities that are taking place there, not only that, but also the Survivor Celebration.
Yes, we have the Garden of Hope is actually where you can buy a tulip when you did online registration. You could buy a tulip that could be decorated in honor or in memory of someone who has fought breast cancer. And so it's a really neat way to do a really pretty tribute to the survivors and to those that we've lost. And our survivor tent is where all of our breast cancer survivors can come that day. They get a free breakfast, they get a goodie bag, and a chance to just kind of fellowship and enjoy each other's company.
Tell us about the atmosphere surrounding the local Race for the Cure.
It's so much fun. It's really, you know, this really great festival environment. It's, you know, it's hard to explain to somebody who's never been out there, but, you know, even though we're up early, early, and not everybody who's out there is a morning person, we still have a lot of fun. We have a lot of people who come out and just, there'll be people dressed in pink tutus that have spray painted their hair pink and put it in mohawks, and we have a team that's a zombie team that they zombie up and they walk around, and we've got the Chick-fil-A cow usually comes out, so everybody just really has a good time and just very much celebratory. You know, it's almost like, I don't know, almost like a big birthday party for everybody there, because it's just everybody is just having a good time and just celebrating and just enjoying themselves.
When we look at what goes on with the Race for the Cure, and we talk about the Komen Foundation, tell us about how the event here has grown over the years. I know that there's been, you know, participation in the event, and it seems like we're expanding different activities and things like that going on.
Absolutely. Well, every year we try to find, you know, see where our gaps are. What's something that people seem to want and need, and things that, you know, people will enjoy. Find ways to make it where it's more fun. Like us adding Pooches in Pink. Last year was our first year for that. And we did that because we found a lot of people wanted to bring their dogs out on race day, but we weren't giving them a place to do that. We were trying to find a way to give them a chance to bring their dogs out and have something to do. Same thing with Babies for the Cure. You know, people were like, well, they wanted to register their baby, but a size 4 to 6 in kids' t-shirt was not going to fit their newborn. So doing Babies for the Cure worked, and last year we gave them a baby bib, and this year they get a sippy cup. So just some different ways to try to make sure that everyone is involved. Everyone has a chance to be involved and enjoy themselves. We also have a virtual runner category, which is where you can register for race, and if you're not going to be able to be there that day, your packet can be either picked up ahead of time or mailed to you after race. So you can get a shirt and a special virtual runner car magnet. So that way you'll have a chance to actually be there. If you can't actually be there, you can still support us and get a little something and have your race shirt.
And when we look at the funds that are raised through Race for the Cure, tell us about that going into local programs and education and awareness.
Absolutely. I'm personally, because I've been involved with breast cancer awareness things for a long, long time. I lost my grandmother to breast cancer, so I've been involved with different things that were in regards to cancer awareness. And I'm really proud of the way Susan G. Komen deals with their money. 75% of our net proceeds will go to the local community in the form of grants. So that way, what we can do is all that money, like I said, 75% of it will go to places like Franklin Medical Center, Richardson Medical Center, Louisiana Cancer Foundation, all these organizations that people know and that they know are helping them here. We're able to help them provide for local people. And then the other 25% goes to national research.
Lots of great things going on with the Race for the Cure coming up Saturday at Forsyth Park. Becky, if someone would like to find out more, a phone number they could call.
They can call us at 318-966-8130.
Becky Tripp serves as the Komen Affiliate Coordinator for Monroe's Race for the Cure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Landiap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.